Welcome back. You're on Public Address Radio on Radio Live. If your experience of music in schools was the same as mine, it was limited to playing the recorder badly and singing in choirs where the boys giggled. The way they teach music in schools these days is somewhat patchy still, limited also by the fact that there are teachers who aren't getting it as a core curriculum instruction in their training. To balance that out, Play It Strange have been doing something for the last year or so in Auckland, the Ukuleles in Schools project. Kevin Fogarty is taking care of it. He, you may remember him from his days in the Knobs in the early 80s with their hit Culture. He's been doing other things since then. He's at Mount Roskill Intermediate. He's come in from there to talk to us today about ukuleles in schools.
I want to take you around the islands of Aotearoa. I want to strum a new song for you daily. And when the moonlight is a spotlight, there's a warm breeze through the kauris, I'll sing you some Kiwi ukulele.
Kevin, the place this story starts sounds to be a festival you went to in Hawaii. Would that be a good way of describing it?
Well, yeah, 2 or 3 years ago I went to the annual Hawaiian Ukulele Festival. It's been going now for about 36 years, and it was fantastic just watching, especially the little twinklers and watching the pupils groups. I hadn't seen anything like that before, you know, 500 or 600 pupils all holding a ukulele and playing two different parts at the same time and singing. I thought, that is amazing. And it was just lovely hearing their singing, especially, and I thought, well, it would be fantastic if we could maybe replace the recorders like the traditional instrument in New Zealand and get our kids singing and strumming as well.
And so that fed into Play It Strange wanting to do something at the same time? Or
Well, we were lucky, actually. A couple of years before that, we'd actually started putting ukulele into Auckland schools, into about 10 schools, and Mike Chun and Play It Strange were instrumental in that. They've been fantastic. And now it's grown to the stage where we've got the last 20 or 30 schools that went in this year brings us up to 50 Auckland and Hamilton schools that now have ukes. So, yeah, the festival really grew out of, well, how are we going to showcase all of these pupils who are playing so well?
And when you say the schools have ukes, how many would they have in a typical school?
Well, we've got about 800-900 at Roskill Intermediate pupils, and we've got 60 ukuleles there. Most schools were given a pack of either 20 or sometimes 30 ukes to start their first group up.
So there's sponsorship from the likes of Lewis Eady and...
Well, it's been wonderful. The Mazda Foundation, there's been a whole lot of corporates have come in. Mr. Rich White, heaps of people have been helping out with funding. Yeah, just thinking, well, this is a wonderful thing. Let's put our pupils more into music than having them sort of with all the extra time on their hands. And out of that, I mean, the ukulele is a start, but it moves on to piano, to guitar. So really, it's just pointing them in the right direction.
And what's the kickoff point? You've got a room full of kids who don't know anything about it. What do you do with them?
Well, that's the beauty of it, starting it off. I mean, once you've got them tuned, that's always a pain. Once you've got 20 or 30 ukes in tune, you can get your first chord in the first 5 minutes. You're straight to a C chord, one finger, and you show them exactly where it is, and they can all strum it in time. And next thing, you know, they're starting to feel like they can actually play this thing. And by the end of your first session, like my first group this year, we'd played two-chord songs and sung them and played them, and they were feeling wonderful. They went away, took their uke home, came along next week, and now after 5 or 6 sessions, they've had about 6-7 songs that they can play. So it's pretty quick.
And away she knows.
So they learn a chord, they learn to strum, and then they discover that as they're doing that, they can sing with it. Is that the...
Well, yeah, but what we actually practice is I actually get them going straight away on singing and playing. So if you pick really simple two-chord songs like, you know, Happy Birthday or He's Got the Whole World in His Hand, something like that, where it's a simple repetitive melody and easy chords, I mean, your success rate, it's high. It's real quick. Very few of them can't manage that.
And I'm taking it from that too, that they're taking a pleasure in it that they possibly weren't from to playing the recorder, where you've just got this weird sound. It's actually a sound that gives them pleasure, and so they get excited. Is that the...
Well, that is so true. I mean, I love the flute and I love those kind of wind instruments, but the thing with the recorder is you're blowing into it. So if you've got a room full of recorder players, one bad recorder makes the whole thing sound terrible. A room full of uke players, one person playing out of tune, they'll just be drowned by the rest of them. So there's a big difference in how it actually sounds in a group. But of course the biggest plus is with the ukulele, you can sing as well. Of course, with the recorder, you can't. So you're really creating a musician, a performer.
And we've got some examples of what the kids have been doing, haven't we? There's what's this one we're going to hear now?
We've got a song here, No Need to Be Lonely, which we wrote at school about 3 or 4 years ago, and one of the pupils, Gloria, sang, and the choir went in behind it, and the youth group were just strumming along with it. Actually, it worked out so well, the orchestra were quite keen on playing too, our school orchestra, so in the second half of the song, bass and drums come in. That was the Mount Roskill Intermediate Ukulele Group, the Kiwi Lalies we call them, and our school choir doing No Need to Be Lonely.
And that's the kind of thing you can expect to hear at this year's festival?
We're looking at having some artists from around New Zealand, some solo artists, and hopefully the Wellington Ukulele Orchestra again, but mainly it will be the pupil groups. And we're encouraging different schools to enter the songwriting contest, which is called the Ute Can Do It Contest. But we've also been having massed items. So we're having workshops for all the teachers to show them the songs we want to do. They go back to their school, teach it to their school group, and then we have massed rehearsals for the actual festival. And then on the day, it's going to sound wonderful because we think we might have about 1,500 pupils in the festival this year in November.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the venue, what was the venue last time?
Well, the last time we had it at Mount Roskill Intermediate School, and it was lovely having it outdoors there. There's a possibility we may be going to a tiered stage at a couple of other venues this year. We're not sure yet. We're investigating two possibilities at the moment.
And all of the schools in Auckland will be aware of this, or are you inviting some who have been expressing interest? How's word getting about?
Well, sure. Well, a lot of schools have asked for ukuleles, and we've put ukulele packs into them. And any school that's keen, we offer help too, you know, within... Obviously, we've got financial constraints on how many we can actually get out there into the community. But, we're welcoming everyone to come along, and also not just the pupils. You know, if you love the ukulele as an instrument and you want to come along yourself, we have workshops for people as well. There's ukuleles for sale. So it's kind of like building up a little bit of a culture of come along, it's a bit of a picnic, fun day, and also listen to some great music.
5 foot 2, eyes of blue, what those 5 foot could do, has anybody seen my girl? Turned down nose, turned up holes, everywhere her garden grows. Anybody seen my girl?
There isn't a date set yet, or a venue. Have you got an approximate date you've got
in mind? Well, it will be November. Last year's was the 3rd of November. It'll probably be a little bit later in November. We're just waiting on the availability of two of the venues at the moment. We were thinking about maybe the 22nd. But we're just not quite sure yet. But obviously we'll be keeping people posted.
And in the meantime, if schools or parents want to get in touch with you, what do they do?
Sure, well, there's a website, kiwiukulele.com, which they can go to. And there's also a Platt Strange website who have been helping with the funding and also getting ukes into schools. So either of those two, if you Google either Platt Strange or kiwiukulele.com, they'll come up and there's contact details.
And for kids who are thinking about doing it, what's the same thing applies? Is there a way for them to make contact with teachers or instruction?
Sure. Well, they can check. Most local schools would have a music advisor or a music teacher in the school, and they would be aware of all that because they have all been circulated information on it. Either that or there's Hewitt's Fiddle Shop, where John Hewitt and Dominion Road. He builds beautiful Kapono ukes, and he also helps set up schools. Or actually, you go to your music advisor at Team Solutions.
So music's been your life. Is the ukulele the most important instrument in your life at the moment now?
That's a good question. I'm actually still playing guitar in an Irish band with St. Paddy's Day coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Actually, I play a lot of ukulele now, and I didn't think I would because I play mandolin, guitar, all sorts of stringed instruments. But I found myself, it's just so easy. You have it in the car, you cart it around with yourself. It's the easiest, most portable instrument, I think. Yeah, I'm probably playing more uke than guitar at the moment.
And the perfect instrument for kids to start on.
I think it's amazing, yeah. Four strings, and they'll be away in 5 minutes.
Kevin Fogarty there. After the break, we are back with Civil Rights in China, and after that, Civil Rights in America with Mavis Staples.